Can we just deny all this and then I come back again for another variance? I'm not sure.
That is a challenge we have, Matthews, because the fact that we're just speculating on where we think the lines are.
Right.
And we're trying to make the best decision.
Even if I get a survey, I mean, you know, you're still going to be looking at it on paper, and you're not going to have a true house,
yeah.
and you're not going to still see
distance. They can stake it out and stamp it. Have the surveyor stake it and stamp it.
That's how you have it staked on the wall.
No, that's fine. You're going to still see, you know, all the distances and stuff, but when you put it, like, you know, you're not going to have it overlaid to what the house is next door.
Yeah.
So it's not like I'm going to be able to lay out the house next door.
You can. They can survey that.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to get permission to cross onto their property.
We can visually measure. We have accurate measurement where if you had a corner marked, and then you can measure from the edge of the road to the corner pin, we can take that same numbers and go on here and measure from the edge of the road to that corner pin and then go from there and be able to visually see where it's at.
Whether it's 6 feet, 5 feet, or the same.
That's right. Because if you're saying that, so Cody's measurement is on that red line there, but you're saying it's actually could be several feet in, because you're saying it could be on more towards the other side of the manhole, possibly.
Correct.
So it does make about a 4 or 5 foot difference.
Well, I can't hardly see how that retaining wall that's above that garage
is off
5 or 6 feet.
Yeah.
And built out on this.
How would you guys feel about approving a variance which is no greater than the non-conforming house on lot 14? Now, it probably makes it ambiguous on what that number is. I don't know, Cody, you can even enforce that in the building permit to say, is that correct? You'd almost have to survey the neighbor's house first and then know what your setback could be.
You could put it on the requirement for Mr. Matthew to go out there and have a stake put on right away, edge of right away, and we could measure it off that and determine it.
How'd you guys feel about that approval?
Well, if he's willing to do that.
I'd rather have a hard number put on.
I would too. How's that any different than Sam? Why don't you just say you'd have
just
to measure
kind of
it,
the
you'd
same
have to measure it off
the
street. You might as well say you measured off of number 12, because what's it at that point? You're just grabbing a lot.
Yeah.
So if you're going to say that, you might as well say...
Matthew, how much does it hurt you if we waited a month? We postpone this?
I mean, it sounds like one way or another I'm denied at a...
You wouldn't be denied, I think.
Well, I'm just saying it's going to be at a 25 foot, so, I mean, it doesn't really matter.
I mean, my proposal would be 30. Would you rather take a 30 or wait another 30 days and prove that it should be less than 30?
Second option.
Wait 30 days.
Yeah, because not everybody's going to vote for the 30 anyways.
Well, yeah, that'd be my proposal. I don't know what the other board members would vote. So
yeah.
If you don't want to take a chance on a 30, you'd rather prove it should be less than 30.
Correct.
And we're assuming that he'll get approval if it doesn't extend.
Well, that's a point.
That's another issue.
In
front of the house.
No, not necessarily.
Yeah.
No, I get it.
You can't assume that you'll get approval it. Even though it does come out that house is at 25.
Correct. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It may still say 30, even though the house next door is 25. Good point.
I mean, if you can postpone it, however that works, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe I get it.
If that's what you choose to do, Matthew,
then.
Worst I do is just don't show up. I just want to build a house at 35. Right?
Sure.
Right.
And you guys can have a shorter meeting.
But you're going to do something on the driveway as well, right?
Well, we can't, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm just saying. If we do that now, though, then we've got a little bit of control.
Well, at this point.
On the driveway.
Because
it's got to be a split driveway anyway.
It's a shared driveway anyways on a majority of lot 12, correct?
Yeah, if you do a 35-foot setback, you don't deal with us at all.
At all. That would be on Matthew.
Yeah.
Right. And like I said, I mean, we're planning on doing it anyways because it kind of makes sense for there. Yeah.
But unless he withdraws, I think we have to approve, deny, or make a modification to it, right?
Which would be better for you? You want us to just table it until next meeting?
I mean, yeah, let's just try it. If you guys all agree with that, and we'll go from there. And
I would like to see some more details. I mean, I want to work with you in any way we can to try to make this work.
Yep.
So a few more details could be a better
So what would the requirements of those details be? What are you wanting to bring to the table?
We would like to, or I would like to see a diagram of the driveway and kind of where you're going to place the house, so you do have room to turn around, like you're saying, to back into the hammerhead or however you want to say it.
Where?
Cul-de-sac or whatever you're going to do there. I don't know. You know,
assuming a 25, 30, or 35-foot setback.
35, just use the 30 foot, and then see where the driveway lands.
Okay.
And then if we decide not to do that, then we can deny the thing. But if we decided and agree, we'll know exactly what it looks like.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
What do you think? If we don't have a drawing and kind of see what we've got, we don't know where to go.
Yeah.
And we really don't know how to word any kind of stipulation.
Yeah. I tend to agree. I had trouble saying this is really a hardship because I don't know what they're going to build. If they say this is
not
what I'd like to build,
money.
And I can't build it because it doesn't fit. Now
it's
I can
money.
Say yes.
It's not
money,
a hardship to build.
Safety, I mean, safety to the highway anyways is...
And I can see Matthew's point of view of the hardship. Bottom line is, there's always going to be the risk of this house being next to a bluff. And the closer you have it to the bluff, there is safety issue. And I can see that.
And I understand you guys' side of it, safety to the highway and all that stuff. But yeah.
And so that's where it counterbalances the fact that when we scoot it up, it could cause a problem with you having enough room for your driveway. So just if we can make sure we can cover that base. I think we'll feel a lot more comfortable with that.
Well, at that point, we could sign off on that particular drawing on that particular way it was designed.
Yeah, the piece I still struggle with is I'd like to know what the neighbor's setback truly is.
Yeah.
Well,
you
in
really
front of the neighbor
tell.
Who's conforming behind them.
You really can't tell where it's going to be.
Well,
center line, you can measure from the center of the highway to it and kind of know. But it's like Mr. Person said, it kind of changes as it goes downhill.
But we could get a ballpark if he does have that corner found, and he can measure from that corner to the edge of the road, and bring that number with him.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we can provide that, then we can. We don't have
yeah,
to guess.
Yeah, that
could
be part of that survey.
Yeah.
I brought it with me. It's just verbal.
So, well, you're saying you would like him to come back from the corner of this here, and give you that measurement?
Both corners of that property on lot 13.
Both of them?
The road, both of them.
And he needs it done by a surveyor, I'm assuming, to get it, make sure it's stamped
and
sealed.
He has to develop the lot anyway. You've got to have a surveyor of some kind.
I mean, that costs a lot more to get a house drawn on there.
You should just sketch it. Don't.
Yeah, 30 and a half or however big.
I know. But I'm just saying it's. I mean, regardless, it's going to cost me more to get the surveyor to go out there. And shoot all this stuff and physically do all that anyways.
Well, really?
I don't do all that in a normal sense.
You just sell this lot and this house. And I don't know where your corner lot is.
We still pin it. We still pin the property corners. I don't go have them lay the house out and all that stuff. I do that, you know.
And we're not
on side
for that.
No, just to be very clear.
But I'm getting it drawn on a whole plat.
No, you can hand sketch it. What we're trying to visually see is you've come into this room tonight explaining that you don't know where you're
going to go off of my word on a piece of paper, not licensed by a surveyor?
No. Let me finish my sentence. You can't provide us anything to show us where your corner pins are on both sides on document.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we want to see. And then if you can take that measurement that they provide you where your corner pins are, and when you have a surveyor find your corner pins, they'll draw it out on a flat map. And if you can show that to us so we can see how far is that from the road, then we can work from this and see what it is. Because right now we're going off a GIS that isn't accurate.
So the only measurements that you want is from the edge of the road to the corner of the property.
The location of those two corner pins. If we
edge
can
of right of way. Edge of right of way.
Yeah.
Not the road.
Yeah.
Which you would have to do anyway, so we're not.
Yeah, that would be cost. It would be on there already. And then you can hand pencil in where you think the house is going to go from there and show us that.
And show us the driveway that you're going to show into both lots. And
okay.
We don't need that drawn by a surveyor.
No.
Okay.
So with that information, are you choosing to go ahead and postpone then?
Yeah, just table it. Yeah,
okay.
That's fine.
Ask for that, I guess.
Okay. Then we would like to postpone.
Who did do a motion to final vote postpone?
Yep.
I move that we, in case number 2025-015V, I move that we postpone a final vote till the next monthly meeting.
I will second that.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. All right, then we'll postpone that till next month. And
so does everybody have to be re-notified and postage fees and all that stuff?
And Matthew, feel free to call Cody with any questions you have in regards to this. I mean, if there's anything that's not clear.
Right.
Okay. When it's surveyed, I would like to be out there with the surveyors.
Okay.
See the shots. And I want to line up both pins and measure on.
Take some pictures so we can
I'll
see
have
it.
I'll have you guys pictures.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right. Cody, do we have any old or new business?
We do not.
All right. With that being said, is would somebody like to make a motion to adjourn?
I will make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second?
I will second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. We are adjourned.
Couldn't understand what I'm thinking.
Hold on. I told him to turn the microphones off.